Blog Talk Radio.
But I got so crazy over this yesterday, so I called my agent, and my agent, you know, he's very liberal, Democrat kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
I go, that's it.
You have he to goes, quit the Democratic Party?
You know, he goes, what do you mean? I go, you know what, Don? I voted Republican, and I voted Democrat. I have vowed I will never vote for a Democrat again. I don't give a f***.
No matter who they are?
No matter who they are, I don't care if God becomes a Democrat. I said I backed Hillary Clinton, I backed Al Gore, I backed John Kerry. I am done with them. And he goes, what happened? I go, the fact that these Democrats on the FCC are communists, they're for communism. They don't want to see companies, this is gangsterism. I said, this is crazy.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. Now. Now.
You feel that?
Program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. You know it as well as I do, as long as there is one stinking liberal on planet freaking Earth. It is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today is no exception. So there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this ship underway. Officially, we are now underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, ship colors. Okay, we've got to get into this. I was going to get into this yesterday. I was going to get into a lot of things yesterday, but, you know, that's what it is with these liberals, man. I mean, you start on one thing, and then it's just like this endless tree with all these endless branches. And it just keeps going and going and going. You start on one, you start at the trunk, and you just keep going, and my God, you go forever. You can never stop with these people. It's just never ending. That's how they win you. They just overpower you with BS, and that's all that it is. It's all bogus. The overwhelming vast majority of things that these people subscribe to, believe in, protest for, are things that just simply do not even exist. So, I mean, it's very difficult for me to take these people serious. I mean, enough is enough. And the biggest problem is there's just far too many of these people that are in office. They are leading this country. They're not really leading it. Well, I guess they are, because there's a lot of stupid people out there that are following it. Straight over the goddamn cliff. But this whole defense budget. Now, I know a lot of people have a lot of different takes. Well, I got my take, too. I think all the takes are probably, you know, somewhere, you know, it's probably that. This is probably a lot of things. But I'm going to get into Ambassador Bolton here, if I can ever shut up. And then I'm going to get into my take. And if you've got a different take, well, then call the program. Let your voice be heard, damn it. That's what this show is for. So I was going to talk about this these budget cuts yesterday, and I knew something was something, and I really, you know, tried a lot to really not pay it a whole heck of a lot of no, never mind, just because to me it just seemed like another one of those political games where they're going back and forth and they're using all this stuff as leverage, and, oh, we're going to shut the government down if you don't give us everything that we want. You know, one of those kind of friggin' games, and I just was like, I'm just not interested in this right now. I mean, I knew eventually I'd have to, you know, pay attention to it, but then I started reading some stuff and, you know, hearing more about it and whatnot, and then it dawned on me today. So let's get into this, first of all. The Obama administration, or the Satoru administration. We don't really know what his name is. We don't know what his citizenship is. I really don't care what his religion is, what his citizenship is. I don't care what his heritage is, you know, how much white he's got in him, how much black he's got in him, how much this he's got in him. It doesn't matter. He could have been born on the freaking moon. That's not the point. This is not just an Obama thing, not just a Democrat thing. This is a government thing. The only reason why people are up in arms is because they simply, first of all, they've had enough. First of all, they were told they weren't going to get it, and they got just 10, 20 times as much. And they don't like it. It has nothing to do with his stupid skin color. But we don't know. I mean, everything that's come out of this man's mouth that we've been able to hear or pay attention to, because it's just boring. I don't find him that good of an orator. I'm sorry. I simply don't. I don't get it. I mean, I'm not an oratorologist, but I do know when somebody is going to grab my attention and keep my attention, and I do know when someone's going to put me to sleep. Because I simply do not believe one single friggin' word that the person is saying, especially when they're reading. Don't read to me. Don't speak at me, damn it. Speak to me. Problem with these politicians, they don't want to talk to you, talk with you. No, they're going to talk at you because, see, they want an election. Don't you know? What is it? Is it? Huh? Is it? You stupid? Don't you know that if you win an election, you get special powers? I mean, they're like Superman kind of thing. Supermans and Batmans and Batwomans and Catwomans and all kinds of women's and men's. You get superpowers, which means you can do whatever the hell you want. And if you get caught by the police, well, I got my get-out-of-jail-free card. I got special powers. Don't you know I'm a Democrat? I'm in Congress? And I got friends? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Oh, what, you're a Republican? You're a racist! Go to jail! That's what it's coming down to, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it on both ends. But the right is more in defense than offense. The left is in offense. The right just wants to be left the hell alone and let you people be left the hell alone. We're not trying to stop you from living your stupid life the way you want to live your stupid life. Well, don't tell us how to live our stupid little lives. It's our stupid lives, and we're going to live it any goddamn way we please, not the way you please. Again, this Constitution is not just for the government, not just for the law enforcement, but for the citizens as well. Far too many people don't seem to understand that the First Amendment is to be followed not only by the government, the law enforcement, all the government agencies, the EPA, but the citizens. We have to follow that First Amendment, we have to follow that, which means that we're going to have to put up with a lot of stupid talk killing cracker babies and all this crap. Well, look, do I like it? No. Would I consider that, you know, hate? I guess. Okay. But here's what it is. It's also freedom of speech. Unless he's acting upon that, I mean, I just, first of all, if I hear somebody on the street preaching that crap, okay, I can just turn around and go another goddamn direction. I don't need to go over there and listen to it and continue to get myself more and more offended. I mean, look, people don't really pay attention to too much of that. Is there some? Yeah, okay. But for the most part, no. America is not there. I don't believe so. I don't believe America is. Do I believe there's racism? Okay, you're going to have racism. I don't care what country you are. As long as you've got two people on planet Earth that are completely different races, one of them at least is going to hate the other one, if not both of them. Simply because they got a different color. I don't know why it has to be color. Personally, I wish it was against those left-handers. Can't stand them damn lefties. Always writing with the wrong hand. What idiots. Those are the people that should be, you know, those lefties. Damn left-handers, look at it. Barack Obama is a lefty. Bill Clinton was a lefty. See what I mean? You see how that works? So automatically now, if you're left-handed, well then, you're evil. You're a racist. You're a hater. Maybe we should do that. See if that one sticks. I mean, I don't know how these people connect the goddamn dots that they connect. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know how you can do it. I don't know how they go from one place to the next. Maybe they all got like little hyperspace machines in their mind. Beam me up, Scotty. All right. Where are we going? Huh? Well, who the hell knows? I mean, this is just, I mean, it just never stops. Anyway, can we get back to what the original topic of the damn day was? God almighty. I just read the Obama administration. I read three words. Unbelievable. We're never going to get through this stuff. And we got a lot of stuff to cover today. Important stuff. But again, as long as there's one liberal, I mean, you got a lifetime of conversation and you can't stop. I mean, the floodgates open, man. As the Obama administration, I need a shot of grog for this. It's snowing here in sunny Deer Park, New York. It's beautiful. I love it. I don't think it's really going to do a whole heck of a lot. It's going to give a little bit of a dusting, but I hope it snows 3 feet. Screw it. Shut this entire damn island down for a week. Then bring the sunshine out. Let's play some baseball and, you know, get on to the summer. But anyway, getting back to headline of the day. As the Obama administration announces, of course, he's always got to announce something. How about if you announce that you are resigning because you're crooked? Because you're making deals with very, very, very dangerous people, the Syrian rebels. And you allowed four of our Americans to be brutally murdered. Because you screwed up an arms deal with really, really, really bad people. You got caught with your pants down and your willy hanging out on Fast and Furious, but nothing happened there. Oh, well, you know, it started in the Bush administration. Really? It started and then went nowhere. They said, no, thank you. This is stupid. This doesn't make any sense. But the very moment old Eric Holder, he can't wait to do something. I mean, this guy. I mean, I don't understand how this man sleeps with himself at night. All the very crooked people that he's gotten out of jail. I mean, this is ridiculous. Gets pardons. And Bill Clinton pardoned a lot of people that never really, as far as I'm concerned, should have gotten a pardon. You want to take a couple of years off their life sentence, all right, knock yourself out. But full pardons and all that, no. But, you know, you're the president. You can do whatever you want. President's got a pen. Says it right here in the Constitution. It's got to. I mean, president's a scholar. You didn't know that? God, idiot. You didn't know the president was, he was a constitutional scholar? A professor? For 10 years? Ooh, he taught constitutional law. Well, the truth of the matter is, no, he did not teach constitutional law. First of all, the man doesn't even understand the Constitution. I want to see his bar exam results. That's what I want to see. I don't have to be a lawyer to know that this guy failed it and failed miserably. But because he lied to become a foreign exchange student so he can get free college and he can get the bar exam, he can get his little degree. God only knows what happened with this guy. I mean, I don't know. I have no real absolutely 100% proof. It'd be nice to have the truth, but we don't know. So we're left to speculate. I mean, we're left to take all the evidence and see where those dots connect. The most transparent administration in American political history. Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? Yeah, they're transparent, all right. We can see right through them. Meanwhile, God Almighty, I haven't even read the first sentence yet. Can we get going, please? As the Obama administration announces proposed sweeping defense cuts, of course. Congressional Budget Office report documents on how increases in other areas of domestic spending may be forcing the White House to reduce money for the military. You know, I'm just holding my tongue. I got to hold my tongue. Because this is just a crock. I mean, American people are still forced to just gobble it up. Here you are, America. Here's your crap stew. And we got buckets of it. So eat up. Gobble, 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 gobble. Give me more. Give me more of that free crap stew. Yep, yum, gobble, 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 gobble. Have anything to do with that crap stew? First of all, I don't like the smell. I'm not going to eat it. I won't even go into the same room with it. I'm sick and tired of our government using the American people as their little pawns, their little game pieces, just moving us around the board as they see fit. It's a game to these people. They have the control. They take Putin's little men and they put them over here on this board, and they take our little men and they put them over here. They take the Syrian rebels and they put them over here. We'll put the ambassador over there too, and we'll put a whole bunch of, you know, put some of these people over there. Yeah, we're going to take all the security guys. We're going to take those out. No, we're going to put those way over here. Yeah, we'll put them back over here. Yeah, we got them. We got them reassigned. Yeah. Look, I'm sorry, but our American people are... You don't have to be a civilian to be an American. You're still a citizen. You're still an American person. They're using you as their little game pieces. You illegal aliens crossing this border. Don't you understand? You've just walked into a trap. They've got you. They allowed you to play on their board. Now they will move you where they want you, including getting Homeland Security to move your smuggled-in children by the Mexican drug cartels to their already illegally alien parents that are living here. This is our homeland security, allowing Mexican drug cartels to smuggle children across the border and do not arrest. Mexican drug cartels smuggling children. You really think for one second that there isn't going to be some of these guys smuggling these children in there for reasons other than to give to their illegal alien parents? Don't you think that they could have a few adults that are illegally over there and acting as their parents and then put them into some kind of, well, horrible situation that you would never want your little daughter being put in? You damn right they're going to be doing that crap. Now they got these kidnappings coming over here, and we have no business securing our border. It's really secure. Really? How is that secure? How the hell is our border secure, for Christ's sakes? Our border is not secure. We got kidnappings all the way up. What, North Carolina? What was the other one? What other state was it? Chicago. Kidding me? What are you telling me that our border is secure? How the hell is our border secure when we have our homeland secured? Well, I guess it's secure because Homeland Security, they're in charge of these smuggled children by the Mexican drug cartel. They're in charge of these children to make sure that they get smuggled across the border properly. I'm sorry, but I mean, that just seems to me to break, you know, if not a whole bunch of criminal laws, definitely some constitutional laws there. We'll start with the preamble. That is not providing for the common defense, nor is that looking out for the best welfare of the American people. When you're putting their lives in jeopardy of being kidnapped, and their daughters being thrown into prostitution, and all the female cousins have to be given to the government so the family can have Obamacare. I mean, that one still, I just can't let that one go. $677 million, and all you have to do is build one stinking website, and then a sub-website that has it in Spanish. Well, it's the same website, you just click it on Spanish. I'm sure there's programs out there that, you know, people can buy that can translate the damn thing by itself. But in any event, I mean, they can't find anybody that can speak both Spanish and English living in this country that could translate it. Sure, they'd love to have the job. Sure, you could have found somebody who's an American citizen that speaks both Spanish and English that needs a friggin' job. I'm sure you can find a couple of ducats you can throw this person's way, especially they could have a family. But no, you hire what you call professionals. How do professionals screw up monthly premium with female cousin? I mean, that just doesn't even, I mean, that's just, I mean, that's beyond laughable. It's not laughable. It's not funny anymore. This stuff isn't funny anymore. How is this stuff funny? What is funny about it? $677 million, that's a hoot. Jesus, oh man, oh please stop. I think I'm going to break a rib on laughing so hard. God, I haven't even come close to finishing this sentence. All right, take $547,000. No, we did. We completed that one sentence. That's all right. I know where the hell I'm at. It just takes me a while to get there, that's all. The CBO report finds that mandatory spending, God, I mean, that just right there scares the living bejesus out of me. Mandatory spending. Well, now they got a whole hell of a lot of spending going on now. John Boehner and his band of merry Republicans goes ahead and says, sure, go ahead. Here's the country's checkbook. Just knock yourself out. Wake us up when you're done. Then when you bankrupt the country, we can tell you I told you so. Well, Mrs. Boehner, we told you so. You're fired. So the CBO, which makes me want to puke, first of all, the Congressional Budget Office, the bipartisan or the nonpartisan, anytime you hear any of those hyphenated words, you just want to puke. Bipartisan. First of all, it's not bipartisan. Partisan, nonpartisan. You know what nonpartisan means? Here's what nonpartisan means. It means that we go to the highest bidder. That's what nonpartisan means. Don't give me, I'm sick and tired of this stupid CBO. It should be the Citizens Budget Office, and the citizens need to be running that office. Citizens, not government, but citizens. If we're going to have a true Congressional Budget Office, an overseer to find out exactly what this bill is actually going to cost the American people, we need to have American people overseeing it, since this, I'm sorry, I know it's racist, but this is our Constitution. This is our government, not theirs. This is not the government's government. This is our government. We still have the power of the vote. We still have that power. We can vote these people out. We just need to do it. But we need to do it responsibly by putting better people in and not just somebody, just to throw somebody in there. We've got qualified people. You do not need to be a lawyer to be a member of Congress. You do not need to be a doctor, a military officer. You don't even need a college education. Matter of fact, you don't even need a high school education. All you need is this. To be able to read and understand and believe in the Constitution and follow it. Any bill that comes across your way, you ask the one question. Does this benefit the American people? Does this benefit America? If the answer is no, well, then that's your vote. That's your responsibility. If the country cannot afford it, well, I'm sorry, but you need to be responsible and say, no, we cannot afford it. If it's stupid and the American people don't want it, don't need it, don't like it, care, then you don't vote for it, especially if you've never read it. And why would they read it? The son of a bitch is 5 billion pages long. I tried reading it, and I read a lot of it. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's a mess. And it's done that way deliberately. It's done that way deliberately. Well, these people didn't want to read it. All they heard was, oh, everybody getting health care. Oh, we got to be like Europe. Oh, this is so great and wonderful socialism. I love it. Hope and change, hope and change. Here we come. Jesus God, I just lost my breakfast. Hope and change. Shut up. I'll give you that hope and change. Just stop. Hope this and change that. Shut up. That's CBO. No more CBOs, no more committees. But we definitely need a citizen overseer, since this is about us. Every bill that these people pass that they don't read and they force down our throats don't affect them, they affect. So why can't the American citizen have some sort of, well, legal standing to say, you know, I'm not saying like a union, but at least some kind of representation is what I'm saying. It's like, whoa, 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 no, 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 no. This bill is going to just totally murderate the citizens. No, we're not going to do that. It's going to cost them too much money. They don't want it. They don't like it. We don't trust you to do it correctly, especially since it takes $677 million to build a website that isn't even completed yet and doesn't work and can't work, ever will work. It's that screwed up, which means they are going to keep it and do everything they can to keep it. It will be forever screwed up. And they will continue to dump in more money and 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 more money till there's absolutely nothing left, which is going to eventually lead me to where I'm trying to get to my on these military cuts, if I could ever get past the second paragraph. We got through the first one. Anyway, the CBO report finds that the mandatory spending, that's what set me off, which includes Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, is projected to rise $85 billion, or 4%, to $2.1 trillion this year. We're getting closer. Interest now on this debt, wait till you find out, till you get a load of this, is projected to increase 14% per year. Isn't that a hoot? Almost quadrupling in dollar terms between 2014 and 2024. Here's your hope and change. There's your Obamacare. Oh, I love it. All the celebrities are now running away from it. They know it's a turd. They're not getting involved in it anymore. They're like, nah, man. That Obamacare, you know, man. It ain't like Europe. It ain't what it's supposed to be, man. It's just, you know, we're going to go somewhere else, man. We're going to go, you know, save the minnows. All the whales are eating them up. Percent per year. Ouch. Guess who pays for that one? We are going to be spending more in interest in a couple of years than we do on national defense, the House Armed Services Committee Chairman Buck McKeon, which Buck McKeon is one of those 28 members of the Republican Party that just lost his job for voting for a bill so he can vote against it, just so he can allow the president to have an open checkbook, regardless if it's going to bankrupt the country or not. Also, they can say, I told you so. Sorry, Mr. McKeon, but you screwed up. No excuse. You don't do that. If you don't have the fight to fight, man, you need to get out of the war. Because all you're doing is bogging it down. You're stopping the army from fighting. You're getting in the way of the army. Isn't that treason, blocking the army from fighting? Isn't that aiding and abetting the enemy? I'm speaking metaphorical. Don't anybody set themselves on fire. I don't want to hear it. Not war. I'm not promoting war. I'm not promoting violence. Try to paint a picture in your little pea brain. I can just smell these liberals out there. You can just smell them. You can feel them. You can feel their vibes. You know, I know there's one around here somewhere. One of my neighbors has got to be a lib. I can just feel them. Oh, look at the snow coming down now. It's coming out heavy. Good. I love it. Anyway, the Obama administration acknowledges, oh, yes, he acknowledges. Sure he does. The teleprompter said so. He's got to say what's in that teleprompter. If he doesn't, well, accidentally slips up, tells the truth, and oh, God, then all hell breaks loose. So the big O acknowledges the defense cuts are controversial. Why, I hate that stupid word. It's controversial. What does that mean? Because if it goes against what Democrats think, then it's controversial. How is it controversial? Well, because there's two sides. How is there two sides? You have the truth, and you have people that, well, I guess just won't acknowledge the truth. I mean, that's what it appears to me. I mean, a liberal can sit there and watch the same exact news coverage as you. You can actually watch the news go down, watch somebody pull out a gun, blow somebody's head off on live TV. They can still argue that the person that you saw pull out the gun and blow this person's head away did not do it. There's a lot of people that will allow that person to win that argument. Those are the people that go into the voting booth and vote for people like Nancy friggin' Pelosi, Hillary friggin' Clinton, Barack insane Obama. So the Obama administration acknowledges that the defense cuts are controversial, but maintains they are done with a specific intention. Yeah, there is a specific intention. There's a lot of people that have, well, their take on his specific intention. So let's start with Ambassador Bolton. This was on, he was on that nitwit Bill O'Reilly last night. I don't even know why I was watching O'Reilly, but it ended up watching, and I like Bolton. I like this dude. So when he's on, I'm going to watch it. So let's go ahead with this first cut here. So what do you think there, Ambassador Bolton?
I think the president wants to reduce the size of the military, to reduce our international capabilities. This has nothing to do with budget savings, given the extraordinary increase in budget expenditures on the domestic side. This is about the president reducing American power, doing it consciously and systematically.
Exactly. Now, my take on all of this, yes. Yes, they are doing, this administration is doing everything he can to lower the military might, the military force around the world, which, me personally, we don't have to be in two wars just because we're no longer going to be, you know, pulling the troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq and all this crap does not mean that we can't keep our forces across the globe. We need our forces there. I'm sorry. It's one of those environments on planet Earth that by getting rid of our military force is going to hurt us. And it is going to hurt the Western world. Ukraine topples and goes Putin on us, which could very well happen, and Putin wants it. He don't mind taking it. He's not going to get his grubby little paws involved in it unless something, you know, goes down, but you know he's running the show there. Well, if that topples and goes Putin, and it keeps moving farther and farther west, it ain't going to take long. It's going to hit the United States. If the Russians don't hit us, well, then the Middle East will. If not China. China can get us on both coasts. But they don't normally China's pretty much stays right around China. But there's nothing to say that they couldn't move at any given time that they wanted to. Nobody thought the Japanese would move into Pearl Harbor and blow it up. Yes, he does for whatever reason. He thinks that, you know, if we get rid of our military might, well, hey, well, you know, people will see that, we we're not the imperial nation and we're not theirs. You know, we believe in peace and love. And I got a peace prize to prove it. Here, look. I won it for winning an election. Yeah. Oh, isn't that great? I gave a speech. Yeah. Look, lowering your might and your force across the globe is not going to make you stronger. It's going to make you weaker. He's doing this for two reasons. Yes, I do believe in what Bolton is saying, what he's doing. Now, let's go ahead and go with the other cut, and I'll get to my point. So go ahead and go with the second one. Go.
That he wants to weaken this nation, and he believes by doing that, we will be safer. That is his view. I believe that's correct, and I believe that's the predominant view in academia in America today.
Exactly. That's the big problem. And that's what these students, you college pukes, you have had your brain completely twisted. Now, you know, I went to college too, and they tried that crap with me. I never bought it. Okay? I'm sorry, but I can see the bait. They're going to have to go troll in more shallow waters if they think they're going to, you know. I'm just not going to bite. And I never did. It was BS. It was BS then. It's BS today. Liberalism hasn't changed. It's just gotten just bigger. The only rule is whatever the right says, you say the opposite. And if all else fails, call them a racist, call them a hater of some sort, a homophobe. Always bring up a conversation about gays, and if they say anything about homosexuals, even the word homosexual, well, then they're a homophobe. And then once you're labeled a homophobe, well, then you're screwed for life. You're a hater. And you must be ostracized. And then you got to be kicked out of school because the dean doesn't want hate speech in his college. All because you dare to talk about the Constitution. This is how these people are. Well, my take on this whole thing, yes, he does want to bring this country down to its knees. He thinks that's going to give a world peace if the United States... Look, the United States is not Switzerland. We're just too big. I'm sorry, but we are, unfortunately, too important to too many people. And we're far too important to ourselves. We've still got a lot of people out there that don't like America. They envy our freedom, and they don't like it. Well, it seems to me now we have citizens that, for whatever reason, I don't know what they're envying, but they simply don't like freedom for whatever reason. Unless you're a liberal, you got your own freedom. You got freedom of speech. If you're a liberal, you can say whatever you want. That's just a comedian. You can't blame a comedian. But if a comedian on the right, well, he's a hate speech, and I don't know why anybody goes to his show. That's ridiculous. No, it's comedy. Look, we can hate what people say, but we can't punish them for saying it. I know it sucks, but it's freedom of speech. If you have the right to speak your mind, in your mind you think what you're speaking is freedom of speech. Unfortunately, so do these other idiots. But it is freedom of speech, and we're going to have to put up with it. Most people won't tolerate it for very long, so they're not going to pay attention, and those people eventually are just going to go away because no one's going to listen to them, unless they want to sit in a room and talk to themselves. But my take on all of this, yes, again, it is to lower the military might. These people hate the military. They think if you're always just be friends with everybody, that no one will attack us. No. You be friends with them, that's when they do attack. But my take on this is a twofer. Again, you have lowering the might so he can be friends with the whole world because he's an idiot and doesn't understand it, doesn't work that way, and he has to find a way to pay for Obamacare. Obamacare is struggling and struggling mightily. They have to keep Obamacare afloat, and this is the only way they can find a way to do it. They can screw the country like they've always been wanting to do, and they love to do it at any given moment they can. And they can pay for this Obamacare that has no hope, no prayer whatsoever of ever succeeding. But they're desperate. And they have to do something about it. So they have to keep it afloat. Well, how do we keep it afloat? Well, we need a whole bunch of money. We're already raising taxes and we're doing this and we're doing that. We don't really have anybody signing up. If they had the 3.3 million people that they say are signing up and they're claiming they're going to be on target at 7 million, they wouldn't have any need to take away any money from the military. So it's blatantly obvious now. Again, these are connecting real dots, liberals. It's blatantly obvious that there isn't anybody signing up for this stupid Obamacare. Or they're trying to, but nothing's completed yet, and nobody knows that anybody signed up, especially the insurance company. And especially the poor bastard who's got to go into the emergency room here coming up here pretty soon with a broken toe or a leg or, I don't know, he's bleeding profusely out of his jugular vein and, you know, needs a couple of Band-Aids, whatever. Oh, I'm sorry there. It looks like you're going to have to bleed somewhere else because, you know, we don't recognize you. The computer says they don't know who the hell you are. We called the insurance company. They have no idea. You're not in their computer system either. Healthcare.gov, well, we can't seem to get anybody that speaks English, and so we're done with that. But that's what this is really all about. They need a way to pay for Obamacare, and the only way they can do it is, well, this way. They can't take out anything else, any other waste, fraud, and abuse that you can think of. But they got to take it from the military. Really. No waste, fraud, and abuse. You can't scrape away, you know, a few billion here, a few billion there. Really? Interesting. So in order to pay for your Obamacare that will never work, you're stealing from the military. And nobody seems to have a problem with that. I wonder why you didn't hear any reporter. How come they haven't been asking that question? That this is to pay for Obamacare. Afraid they're not going to get another interview? But that's what this is about, plain and damn simple. And then you have Chuck Hagel now, which this guy turned out to be another worm. I mean, these people are just pathetic. I don't like the so-called individual in charge who was there just to give a speech, just to answer a few questions, and he just has no idea. Is briefed minutes before he goes on. Now, I'm sure Chuck Hagel, who is, as far as I know, he is a vet. At one point, he was probably good. His heart was in the right place. He was a Republican. Maybe he's done some good, but I'm sorry, but I don't like yes men. I don't like people, I know the Secretary of Defense, he can't come out there and start lambasting the president, but when your Secretary of Defense obviously doesn't have a say in the matter, that tells me there's a problem, especially when the president, the only thing, he's got his pen and his phone. I mean, why does he need a Secretary of Defense? He can drone anybody he wants to. Those are his drones. You didn't know that? He can kill any American citizen across the globe. He can kill anybody he wants. He's got a peace prize. He won two elections. He's the king of America. He can kill anybody he wants. What does he need the Secretary of Defense for? But this is Chuck Hagel. In order to sustain our readiness, in order to sustain our readiness, Like, in order to sustain our security in Benghazi, we're going to get rid of our security. In order to sustain our readiness, we're going to get rid of our readiness. In order to sustain our readiness, I'll eventually get through this frickin' sentence. In order to sustain our readiness and technological superiority, which my broken left-handed tongue cannot say certain words, and that one is obviously one of them. Maybe a shot of grog might get me over the hump. Technological superiority. Nope, can't do it. Not even grog is going to work this morning. Now, I always got to put these friggin' words in here that I can't pronounce. I think what it is, I think it's discrimination. They need to put a boneheaded version in here for people with broken left-handed tongues can actually speak it. That's discrimination. I need to get a lawyer, and I need to sue. I'm a victim, damn it. And to protect critical capabilities like special operations forces and cyber resources. So in other words, he said not a damn thing. But bop, 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 bop. Protect critical capabilities. Like self-defense? They want to protect things like special operations. Think about that. To protect critical capabilities, which means government capabilities, whatever the government wants done. So they can fight the American citizen. That's who their government's enemy is. It's no longer the Taliban, no longer Al-Qaeda, no longer the Syrian rebels, no longer Assad, no longer Putin. It's the American citizen. It is the American way of life. It is America. So to protect critical capabilities, the government capabilities of imprisoning you just because you have a different point of view. You've chastised the king. Well, you're going to have to pay a price for it. You don't do that. Like special operations. What do you think that is, special operations? Jews were put into boxcars under special operations. And cyber resources. That's so the NSA can spy on you. I mean, these people they're not shy about what the hell they're doing. They just try to use creative language. Well, again, I can see their bait. This little fishy will not bite. That's exactly what the hell this is. To protect the critical capabilities like special operations forces. Forces that can attack the American citizen at any given moment. And cyber resources. So they can spy on you. So they can give that information to the special operation forces. Like the EPA commando squadron that swoops out of trees and holds these poor bastard gold miners at gunpoint, sidearms, machine guns, full body armor just to test their friggin' water. No, we don't have a problem with government agencies overreach. No, they've got that right. They got a badge. Damn it, they can arrest you for dirty water. Wah! And they'll give you a ticket. Yeah, I'll give you a ticket. Ticket to the friggin' moon. Shut up. All right, where the hell were we? Oh, here's the thing about Churchill. Churchill warned a pacifist Britain after they were worn out from massive loss of life of World War I. He warned them of their unpreparedness. As early as 1934, In 1936, he said in a speech to a completely disinterested parliament. Kind of like our disinterested Congress. The quote, "A lack of clear thinking, confusion of counsel until the emergency comes, until self-preservation strikes its jarring gong. These are the features which constitute the endless repetition of history." Mr. Bill O'Reilly, you should read that quote. Tyranny is tyranny is tyranny is tyranny. It is all different, but they're all the same. Everyone thinks that their tyranny is going to be better than the other one. Well, we've tried this socialism, we've tried this, and it's failed everywhere. It's tried. So they're just not doing it right. So we've got the, what they like to use, professionals. So we'll get the professionals in there. We'll do it right. We'll force the American people. We'll force them to do it. And if they don't do it, we'll call them haters. We'll get the American people to turn on them. We are repeating history. We are we are our worst enemy. We're fighting amongst ourselves. What the hell ever happened to this notion that the American way of life is so hateful, so stupid, so this, so that? Obviously came through academia, which makes me want to puke, first of all. These so-called academics. Oh, God, shut up. Intellectuals. What the hell does that mean? Oh, just because you got a piece of paper with your stupid name on it, that makes you an intellectual? Oh, you talk about communism. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Socialism. Oh, yeah. You're like, well, he's got to be an intellectual. He's talking about communism and socialism. He's got to be really smart. I don't know how people get fooled into this crap. I mean, you hear people talk. I mean, I heard it talk about that crap when I was in high school. I never bought into it then. I'm not going to buy into it now. There's nothing to buy into. It's nothing. It's nothingness. It's empty. Just like Hillary Clinton. What does Hillary Clinton have? What exactly are her real qualifications? When she gives a speech, she doesn't even say anything. Well, we're all for this, we're all for that. Whatever the topic of the day is, she's going to agree with and say absolutely nothing. What did she do as Secretary of State? Well, we got our embassy bombed and lost 4 American brothers, including an ambassador, because of a weapons deal that went bad. Let's see, Iran got a nuclear weapon. I mean, what did this woman, what the hell did this woman do as Secretary of State that makes you want to vote for her for president? First of all, when she was senator, first of all, why would you want her to be a senator, first of all, in New York? I never understood that. I knew it was my state. I knew she was going to win. I just couldn't believe it. First of all, I think if you're going to be a representative of somebody's state, you got to live there at least 10 years, especially a senator. You don't just move there in six. You know, you just put up a house. You buy a house. You don't even live there. Well, you show up every once in a while. Bring the reporters in so they can take pictures, whatever. You know, for 6 months and then you become a senator. How can you represent a state that you don't even spend any time in? Oh, I'm a closet Yankee fan. You're a closet idiot. Kean, which again, we know, fine, he's coming out, he's saying all the good things, and so is Boehner. He's got a couple of quotes in here today, if I can ever get to it. They're all acting big and tough and acting like this. You know, they're all acting like they're Joe Conservative, acting big and tough. Well, you've had too many opportunities to actually be big and tough, and you dropped Trowel and surrendered. So that's not big and tough. Your words are not big and tough. Your words are just nothing but words. I got words, too. What do words mean? Words are words. Actions. We want action. We don't want words. So McKeon offers a contemporary reprise of Churchill's words. As he says, the price is going to be paid for this, whether it's in the Middle East, whether it's in the Pacific, whether it's in Europe. I don't know where, I don't know when, I don't know how, but some bad actor is going to challenge us. Well, that some bad actor is the government and the American people that are following said government. They are on the attack. We're not on the attack. We're on the defense. Our Constitution is supposed to defend us from our government. But see, we're not exercising our Constitution because we're allowing the government to not recognize that Constitution. So we keep voting more people in. The more you don't recognize of this Constitution, the more votes you get. Constitutionalists. Hater. So Bolton's got another quote here. We don't really need to go into all of this, but the point is this. We do know what this is going to do to the United States. What is the exact amount that they're lowering here? I think I had some numbers somewhere. Where the hell was it? I can't remember where the hell it was. But the whole point is they're lowering the troops down. Here we are. According to the Military Officers Association of America, these names, these groups, 4,000, just pick a group. An Army sergeant with a family of four, which that's, the wife definitely has to be working. If not, they could be struggling. Especially if he's got a car, his car payment, kids are expensive. So an Army sergeant with a family of four would see an annual loss of $1,400 as a result of the reduction in housing subsidies, which they have the on-base housing, and a proposed 1% cap on pay raises, which means they want everybody poor. Except for the people that they want to have money can get money. But if you're not in that particular group, see, this is where it's going to start affecting more and more people. And once all these liberal followers, these obots that have been programmed to just follow whatever that goddamn television tells them to follow, once it finally hits them, then they wake up. Ding, 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 ding. Hello. Finally, Howard Stern, he woke up. We played him at the very beginning. He finally wakes up. Hello, Howie. Why Howard Stern would follow Hillary Clinton, I don't know. But that's not me. I'm not Howard Stern, so I have no idea. But it looks like Howard Stern's coming over. But see, just because you disagree with the left, now does that mean that, oh, well, you're automatically, you're a Tea Party? No, you can be anything you want to be. You don't need to be in a group to use your head. You do not need to be in a particular party, in a group, to follow the Constitution. All you have to do is follow it. And it doesn't hurt, by the way. Believe it or not, you don't bleed. No yellow pus oozes out of your pores. It's completely painless. And you know what? When you're done, it feels really good. That's all we need. We just need a responsible government. You can pick whatever stupid party you want to follow. If it makes you happy to get into a stupid party, hey, knock yourself out, kid. But I'm not interested in your stupid parties. I'm interested in simply following the Constitution and doing what needs to be done to have the biggest superpower military might that we used to have. But we don't have that anymore. We're not the superpower we used to be anymore. And that's exactly what they want. Why? I don't know. I don't know what that's supposed to accomplish. I can see what could lead to what could get accomplished, and I don't like it. We can turn it around, but we need to do it. We're the only ones that can do it. The Congress is not going to do it. Supreme Court ain't going to do it. Law enforcement ain't going to do it. The president ain't going to do it. All the president's aides, they're not going to do it. Nobody's going to do it. The media is certainly not going to do it. The only one that can do it, the only one that with the power to do it, is us. And that is in the voting booth. And if we do not exercise our right to vote responsibly, then we deserve anything we get. But we can't afford to say, I told you so. John Boehner, why you did that, I don't know. Why every one of you Republicans that did that, I just cannot for the life of me understand why you did it. Why would you do something like that? Knowing full well that the American people are going to be the ones who are going to end up suffering. Not them. But again, it doesn't matter because it's just game pieces. You know, you run out of game pieces, well, you just go into the box over here and you just pull out a few more. That's fine. They're expendable. They're cheap. You can pick them up anywhere. Well, we're tired of that. We're no longer going to be your little game pieces. We are the boss. You work for us. You drop the ball, you got to sit on the bench. And if you don't have the fight to fight, you need to get the hell out of the war. You're bogging it down. You're blocking us from winning the war. For what? What are you gaining from it? Oh, another election? Well, as long as you win another election, that's fine. As long as you're happy. As long as you're doing good. $1,500. And housing subsidies. And a proposed 1% gap on pay raises. An army captain would lose $2,100. The proposal also calls for shrinking the army from today's 522,000 troopers to between 440,000 and 450,000. The smallest number since 1940, when the nation was gearing up to enter World War II. Wow. What do you think that's going to do? What message do you think that's going to send across the globe? You really think that's going to threaten them? They're going to say, wow, those guys are lowering down their military? They must be swell fellas. Let's go over there and be their friends. No, they're going to come over here because they know it's going to be a lot easier. I mean, the Mexican drug cartels can walk across the border and not have anybody bust them. And they can go in and start kidnapping people and making a whole bunch of money. Kidnap, you know, they can smuggle in little children, throw them into prostitution, no problem. You don't think that sends a message across the globe? That America is now vulnerable? It can be attacked at any time that they want? Does this president understand the times that we live in? I'm not saying that we're in, you know, apocalyptic times, which I just, people have been talking about the end of the world since the beginning of the world, so don't talk to me about the end of the world until the end of the world finally gets here. And if it does, nothing you can do about it. The world's going to end. But the fact of the matter is, this is damaging the country in many ways. Our vulnerability is our sovereignty, I do believe our sovereignty is now threatened. I mean, how many more times, how many more violations of our founding principles, of our rights, of criminal rights across the globe, criminal rights in our own country? What more do we need? What more evidence do we need to get impeachment hearings started and finished rather soon? We need to put an end to the overreach of government. But see, these politicians are all in bed with each other, and they don't want to shake things up because they're going to end up looking bad too. I don't know what the hell the deal is with Boehner, why he can't get these things started. I mean, I don't know what the hell he's doing as Speaker of the House. Certainly doesn't seem to be doing his job to me. I mean, but that's just me. I'm just one of the little guys, but I don't see it there, Johnny Poo. You get time to get out of that tanning booth, put out your cigarettes, wipe your tears. Get out there and do your goddamn job. But you know damn good and well, the only reason why they're getting rid of the military cuts is just to do anything they can to pay for Obamacare. They're struggling. They don't know what to do. Oh, my God, we have gone completely over time. I knew that was going to happen. Let's open up my treasure chest here. See if we can spark any booty here now. Oh, good God, look at this right off the top. 35 Obamacare state exchanges websites were deemed high risk. Really? Deemed high risk before the launch. Wow. Like, we didn't know this. This is breaking news. This needs to be put in a headline before people realize it. This is old news. Of course we knew this. But now they put it in print. Well, now it must be true. Well, it looks like we got a caller on the line here. Maybe you might shut me up. Let me see. Hello, you're on with the captain. Go ahead. Couldn't push the right button. I'm sorry. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. I didn't want to talk. I was just listening to the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll let you go. Do you have anything you want to say?
Yes, the day of America being a superpower is over.
Exactly. You're right. It's sad, too, isn't it?
I don't give a damn.
You don't care?
No.
Well, I do. All righty,
okay.
My friend. I'll get going.
All right.
And you continue listening on to the show. Have a good day, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, if I can ever put this off here now. I'm having trouble with these buttons today. I got a broken left-handed fingers over here. Can't speak, can't push buttons. Anyway, we're back on track. We're sailing. The police force again versus the police force. You know how I am on this program. We don't have a problem with the police force. We have a problem with the police force. And they have far too damn much of it. And we got a twofer on this. I promised I was going to get to it yesterday, but I'm going to do everything I can to get to it today. Look, just because you have a badge and you have a gun does not give you, you know, power to just be your own little tyrant. You can't be whipping that nightstick out and start hitting people, pull out your gun, start shooting people just because they disagree with you. Just because they're walking down the streets. They look different than you. They smell different than you. But most of these cops you see nowadays, I mean, they're fat. They're out of shape. I mean, these sloppy-looking people. I've seen some videos of these cops taking, and if I can ever get to that story, I'm going to get to it. Eventually, I'm going to get to it. But, I mean, it's embarrassing. We don't mind the police force, but we have a problem with the police force. Too much of it. You want respect from us? Well, you're going to have to earn it. I'm sorry, but respect and disrespect are both earned. When you do nothing but earn somebody's disrespect, they're not going to give you respect. That badge doesn't give you respect. That gun doesn't give you respect. That taser doesn't give you respect. Those shined up shoes don't give you respect. That pretty cleaned and pressed uniform doesn't give you respect. Those medals on your chest, that doesn't give you respect. You can't put your finger on respect. It's not material. If you don't know what it is, well, then I guess you're never gonna earn it. But if you give it, you do get it in return. I'll put it to you that way. Senator Hagan now, running away as fast as she can from these questions on Obamacare. She's out there claiming, oh, well, I did vote for it, but now I'm voting to change it, and I didn't like that, and you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, and I'm for this bill. No, you didn't answer the question because you didn't read the bill. You screwed your constituents, and now you're trying to get reelection. These people are trying to get reelected after they just got done screwing you. Why do you want to vote for these people? How many more times do these people have to keep hosing you before you realize, okay, you know what? I've had enough. I'm not going to vote for these people anymore. Well, I've had enough, a lot of them. I'm not beholden to any party. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't care what your stupid party is. I don't care what your stupid race is. I don't care what your stupid age is. I don't care what your stupid sex is. I don't care who the hell you go to your stupid beds with and orgies with and do drugs or this. I don't really care what you do in your personal life. What the hell difference does that make to me, what you do in your stupid personal life? I don't care what the hell my neighbors do. That's in their domain. That's their life. They can live their life any way they want to. But if you don't live your life exactly the way a certain group says you do, well, then you're racist, you're a hater, you're a homophobe, you're a this, you're a that. No, I'm an American and I'm a free thinker. I will think for myself. I will speak for myself. I don't belong to any stupid groups. I'm sick of these groups. Everybody's got to be in a group. Got this group, you got that group. Oh, you got the Jewish group and the white group and the black group, the gay group, transcontinental gender groups, Jews for Jesus groups, the Indian groups, the Liechtensteinian groups. I mean, everybody's got to be in a group. Why? For what? How about the American group? When are we going to talk about that? When is a piece of legislation going to come before Congress that has the American interest in mind, the American people's interest? How does it benefit the American people? How does it benefit America as a whole? Well, we can't have that. Well, why? Well, we won't make any money. Don't you know that that's why you go into Congress, so you can make money? You can give a couple of speeches and tell some people, oh, yeah, we're working for you. We're right there. We're fighting for that middle class. And it's always the other side that's hurting the middle class. Well, it's both sides that are hurting the middle class. It's government that's hurting the middle class, and that's the point. They want people down. If people are down, they have the power over you. That's how they get you to vote for you. They keep you down. And they tell you the other side, they're the bad guys. They're the evil ones. And the other side says the other stuff. Well, I'm sick of it from both sides. I'm sick of it from government, period. I don't care about your stupid party. I want to go into the voting booth, and I want to vote for an individual. I don't want to vote for a party. I want to vote for this person that's going to do the best job. And I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel confident. That when I pull that hammer down and I vote for this stupid individual, they're going to do the job that I want them to do. But we don't have that. We have to vote along party lines. Well, if you do, well, if you don't, I mean, oh, my God. You can't be a true this or a true that. You're no longer part of the group anymore. Ostracized from your little country clubs and all your little PTA meetings, your neighborhood functions, all your little groups that you used to be involved in, well, all because you have a free-thinking mind. I'm sorry, but the First Amendment, we all have to follow it. The government, the law enforcement, and the citizens. Which means we're going to have to put up with a lot of freedom of speech that we may not like. So what? I don't like a lot of things that a lot of people say. I turn the damn channel. I find something else to listen to. And if it's in public, I turn around and go the other direction. People have the right. You don't have, you can hate what somebody says. You can hate every damn thing about it. But you can't stop somebody from saying it. That's their constitutional right. Love it or hate it. I'm sorry, but the First Amendment's for everybody. You can say the hateful, most just vicious, vile, crazy crap you want to. Most people aren't going to listen to you for very long. But you can't stop somebody. Freedom of speech is freedom of speech. That goes for everybody. Not just the gray-haired, super-rich, white Republican Tea Partier. Which those people aren't in the Tea Party, by the way. The Tea Party is just regular folk. They're just people. But they come from all races, all sexes. Anybody. Doesn't matter who you are. If you believe the government should follow the Constitution, be fiscally responsible, and stay the hell out of your life, you're a Tea Partier, whether you want to be or not. All right, let me continue. We got a lot to cover here today. Biden now. Oh, God, does this guy ever shut up? New voter ID laws tied to hatred. Oh, that's real hateful. Want to make sure you're a legitimate citizen, that you can actually, you know, be a legitimate voter, that most countries that I know of, you need ID to vote. I mean, voting is precious. Voting is special. I mean, you know what I mean? That should not be tampered with. That's your vote. So if your vote, let's say you vote and all the real vote is a specific candidate, but people cheated and got the other candidate in there. They cheated you. That's your vote. You got cheated. I just find voting very precious. And everybody should have the right to vote. And it should be private. If you want to tell somebody who the hell you voted for afterwards, that's fine. That's your business. You can tell anybody you want to. But if you don't want to, you shouldn't have to. And people shouldn't ask, oh, who'd you vote for? None of your stinking business. But Joe Biden, just please shut up. Retired New York firefighters. More retired New York cops arrested in pension fraud probe. Oh, my Lord, I can't believe this. Why do we have this? I mean, the firefighters and cops in that Trade Center pension fraud probe. I mean, you know, that just breaks my heart. You thought you had a little bit more respect for these people, but it just goes to show you people are people. Doesn't matter what your profession is. Doesn't matter what your religion is. People are people are people are people. There are people that do bad things and people that do good things. This just breaks my heart what these firefighters and cops did. Senators now. Well, we tried getting into that yesterday. Maybe we can get into it. Demand the FBI head answer questions about indictment on Dinesh D'Souza. Got to go after those filmmakers. Anybody who makes a film that goes against the king, we're going to throw them in jail. See, that's what I don't like about government. If you criticize government, you get thrown in jail. But they can criticize you all they want to. The government has far too much power. And we keep voting these people in. Please, take away more of my rights. Take away more of my way of life. I don't want to be free. I don't want to think for myself. I don't want to act for myself. I don't want to be me. I want to be whatever you tell me to be. California, there's a new gold rush in California now. All the drought, all the gold starting to rise up to the surface, and people out there panning for gold. I wish I had the opportunity. Me and my brother always wanted to go out and pan for gold. Well, if you're out in California, go out there in them old streams, man. Get up in the hills. Strike it rich. black pastors now. They want Attorney General Holder to go. Well, so do I. Obamacare may increase premiums for 11 million workers. Well, it's going to be for a heck of a lot more. And if you're Spanish, you're going to have to pay for your health care with your female cousin. I still can't believe that. How do you screw that up? How do you screw up monthly payments with female cousin? And they hire professionals to build that website in Spanish. Professionals? I'm sure there's several people in this country that speaks both English and Spanish that could have translated it for a hell of a lot more money than you paid some cockamamie company billions of dollars to translate. Professionals. They're professionals. They're idiots. All right, let's get in here now. 35 Obamacare state exchange websites were deemed a high risk before the launch. Well, duh. We knew that October 1st. I'm sorry, but look, when they anticipate this big, huge, giant opening October 1st, and nothing works October 1st, obviously they had to have known that it wasn't going to work. Otherwise, it would have worked. That's my point. And if it didn't work, they say, well, we had no idea. We tested it, and it was working fine, and we did all the beta testing, and we did everything. But see, they didn't. They had 3 years to build one website. One. 3 years to build one website. They still haven't completed it. They're on their second company to try to fix it, and that company's never going to fix it. More and more people, I want to know, you've got 50 million people. It started out, it was like 10 million. Every speech, the number kept growing. Whatever that number is, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Really, it's irrelevant what the number is. The number itself, whatever that number is, that's what's important. So it started off this speech. It was 10 million people uninsured. Then it went to 20, then 30, then 40. And finally, they just said, screw it. It's 50 million people that are uninsured. Well, whatever that number is, it doesn't matter. Right now, it's a hell of a lot more, especially with 91.5 million people out of work. But what I want to know is, this website was designed, this whole healthcare system was designed, and the complete overhaul. They threw it down our throats in the middle of the night, forced it down our throats, even though the majority of the people didn't want it, didn't like it, but it didn't matter. Throw it down and you throw it in the middle of the night. Because there's 50 million people that are uninsured. So they take 3 years and $677 million and still haven't completed the damn website. But they only build a website and they're only looking for 7 million. What happened to the other 43 million people that were uninsured? Why is that site not designed for the 50 million people that were uninsured? Why did you take the people that are already insured and put them in this? And those people that were insured, well, you completely got rid of their insurance. You tried to force them into your new insurance, and they can't afford it. And people with these preconditions? No. It doesn't mean just because you got a precondition that you're just going to get health care. No. If you want health care, it's going to be very expensive. Do you get any subsidies? Oh, no. Unless you're in the right group. Then you get subsidies. You got to have friends in this world. You got to be in a group. If you're in the right group, and that group is sponsored by a certain politician, you get things. This is ridiculous. I believe if you're going to give to one, you should give to all. Otherwise, don't give it out. But I do understand why they want to give subsidies to people who can't afford it, and they should, if you're going to do this. But you need a lot of other people that can actually afford to pay it. Well, those people aren't signing up. It's not going to work. It mathematically can't work. We should have concentrated on those 50 million that were uninsured. You know what we could have done? We could have given a lot of them a job, and they could have got insurance. How about that? Instead, what we do, well, we close the oil industry. We're getting rid of that. We can't have anybody drilling. Can't have anybody having coal. Got to get rid of that industry. Got to get rid of this industry. Get rid of the light bulbs. Get rid of this. Get rid of that. What the hell are people supposed to do? I mean, when you're taking away jobs, and just the industries just don't exist anymore. What are these people supposed to do? And you wonder why people turn to crime? I mean, that's human nature. They're going to turn to crime. That's just the way it is. When you're poor and you got nothing, sometimes you'll do anything to get something. That's human nature. That's not... We should have been concentrated on those 50 million people that did not have health insurance. We should have just concentrated on those people that didn't have the insurance. People that already did. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Unbelievable. So let me get into this story. We got a lot to cover here today. And I only got, I got enough time if I can ever shut up. We might get through some of this stuff. So security experts worry that 35 state health exchange websites were vulnerable to hackers. Well, we already know. How many times have we heard from these white hat hackers? That the guy walks in and he says, the first thing he said was, this is ridiculous. He was there for like 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And the guy says, this is pathetic. This is embarrassing. There is no protection. Nothing. He said, I could break into this like that. Nothing. And they're forcing you that they want you to go into this healthcare system that's completely insecure. Now, your name may not get hacked. But they're not waiting for the little guy. They're waiting for the big guys to get in there with all the big dough. They're not going to get for that little fish. No. They're going to go for that big whale. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for the whale, man. They're looking for Moby Dick. That's who they're looking for. Don't tell me for 1 second they're not going to be hacking people. And then they're going to get the poor people. Now, these poor people, they can't afford to be hacked. You can nickel and dime them poor people to death, and nobody's going to do anything about it. Well, they're poor, so it really doesn't matter. But some rich, fat, frickin' slob loses $5, and the whole goddamn police force puts out an APB. Don't tell me there ain't no friggin' problem. Fears that the health laws website could put consumers at risk. That's not a fear. That's a reality. You're putting these consumers at risk. That's criminal. How is that not criminal? You're forcing somebody by law to go into a website that's insecure, that they can take all your information, your personal information, your bank account information, and drain your bank account dry. How is that not criminal? And if you don't go into this website, well, then they're going to fine you. Yeah. And if you don't pay the fine, they're going to throw you in jail because you didn't force yourself to go into an insecure website so hackers can steal your money, steal your life. Now, you tell me that ain't criminal. That's damn criminal. But we keep voting for more of it. Can't get enough of it. Oh, that's government. Oh, it's just government. Government being government. You know how it is. Oh, it's just boys being boys. Oh. No, it's tyrants being tyrants is what it is. The security problems cited were either resolved or being addressed through specific actions. No successful cyber attacks have taken place, officials say. Well, none that's been no successful cyber attack. So that means they've already had cyber attacks. It's only a matter of time. Those hackers are waiting in the wings. They're already in there. They're just waiting again. They're waiting for that whale to swim on by, and they're going to get him. They're going to harpoon him. Well, this shouldn't even be a story, first of all. We already know this. We already know that the website they knew they had problems. They got emails. Let me see if there's an email here we can read. It's all crap. That stupid Marilyn Tavener. I mean, this woman, I mean, these are political hacks. These are people that are, they get a job because they're friends with somebody who is in office somewhere. That's how these people get jobs. It doesn't matter what you know, it's who you know. Why are these people in charge? Well, because they can give a speech? Because they know somebody? Whatever happened to their qualifications? Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to putting the best man for the job in the job? When I say man, I mean man or woman. I mean human. Jesus, God Almighty, let's get off of this. I'm just sick of all this stuff. I mean, I could go on for hours on this stupid story, but we know what happened. This is what the guy said. This is what he said. In January, the security expert, who was once the world's most wanted, the world, not the United States, but the world's most wanted cyber criminal, Kevin Mitnick. He's the one that says that the panel of health, whoever wrote the panel or whoever wrote this healthcare.gov, whoever put the protections in there, said it was shameful and minimal. And they're going to force you to put your all of your personal information in there so people can steal it. And that's not a problem with anybody. And you wonder why people aren't signing up. Well, the people that can't afford it, which isn't very many anymore, they don't want to go into it because it's, they don't want to lose what they already have. And they're losing enough from all the taxes and everything else. Price of gas, price of this, price of that. I mean, buying a candy bar now is over $1, a candy bar. I remember when they were five for $1. Those days are long friggin' gone. So we got a clip here now. This is Kay Hagan, and then I want to get into the cops, but I got to get into this here too. Senator Hagan is now running away from Obamacare, like them all. She's coming out with her new little bill. They're always coming out. Now they're going to come out with a bill. See, when their campaign is affected, then they go to work and come up with a bill. Well, why didn't you read the bill before you voted for it? Why didn't you read the bill before you just screwed your constituents? It's hard to feel sorry for these people. How? You went out there, you didn't vote for the bill. You went out there and praised this bill. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. You can keep this. Everything's going to be roads. You got pre-existing conditions. No problem. We're going to get you that insurance. $2,500 less per family. These people can't afford Obamacare. That's why they're not signing up. There is a hell of a lot more than 50 million people who do not have health insurance in this company, our country now. Thanks to Obamacare. How many people simply because of Obamacare lost their jobs? How many of them lost their hours? 91.5 million people out of work or underemployed? I mean, that's ridiculous. That's insanity. That's almost a third of the country. That ain't right. And as far as the working force goes, that's we're pushing almost a half. Imagine that, half, almost a half of the eligible working force is out of work. And Senator Kay Hagan is worried about her little reelection campaign. Well, how about the people in your district there in North Carolina that you just bent over a table and screwed them? How about those people you took away their jobs, took away their health care, took away their hours? Now they've taken away their home. taking away their car. Get their homes foreclosed, their cars repoed, took away their job. There's no job anywhere else. And you're worried about your cockamamie re-election campaign? And you can't answer the simple question of when did you know people were not going to keep their plan and their doctor? Well, we're going to get to this. This is in just a second. This is Kay Hagan at one of her little press conferences. Well, you see, the correct answer should have been is when did you know that this held, that people were not going to be able to keep their doctor and keep their plan? When did you know that? Well, it should have been when I read the bill. But she didn't read the bill. She got caught up in the moment of everybody's going to get health care. Well, nobody's got health care. Nobody's got health care now. What did it accomplish? What did this Obamacare accomplish? We started out with 50 million that don't have it. Now God only knows what that number is. We didn't put anybody in health care. We didn't help anybody at all. And the people with pre-existing conditions, some of these people can't afford any of it. It was cheaper when they couldn't get it than it is with Obamacare. So, I mean, it's just. So this is a reporter asking Kay Hagan. She's in North Carolina, a senator, and you've heard my attack ad on here before. You've heard it on here before. So this is a reporter asking her a question of when she knew that you couldn't keep your doctor and keep your plan. Go ahead and cut number one, go.
Mr. Hagan, much has been made about your promise that if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. But what we're still unsure about is exactly when did you learn that that wasn't the case? Because you were on one of the committees that helped write the bill. Is there a specific time frame, a day, a month, a week, that you can narrow it to when you learned that that wasn't going to be the case?
You know, I am sponsoring a bill where if you like that plan, you can keep it on a permanent basis. We in North Carolina are fortunate in that our insurance commissioner and our insurance companies have made available the plan that had been canceled, that if people like that plan, they can keep that plan. That is one of the fixes that needs to be made.
All right, shut up. Oh, my God, this woman goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Shut up. First of all, she did not answer the question. When did she know it? Oh, I'm coming up with my new bill, my new plan on a permanent basis. Well, you don't understand something, honey. That bill's never going to get passed. You're not going to be able to force an insurance company to do something that they simply can't do anymore. You're not going to be able to get that bill passed. Those people that are signed up with Obamacare, that means a doctor's going to have to go into Obamacare. Well, if that doctor doesn't sign up to go into this Obamacare, it doesn't matter whether you've got Obamacare or not, you're not going to get that doctor. You're going to have to pay for that doctor out of your own pocket. They don't understand that it's not going to work that way. It can't work that way. That's why a lot of hospitals aren't going into it. There's very few hospitals now anymore that are going to be covering Obamacare. So now the people that do have Obamacare, of the very few people, and I'm sure there are some people that are actually benefiting from Obamacare. I'm sure there are. But not very many. Not near as many that should, certainly not the 50 million who didn't have health insurance. They're not benefiting from it. Certainly not the people that lost their health insurance. They're not benefiting anymore because they don't have any. They wanted to get Obamacare, but they couldn't afford it. It took 3 weeks to get online. And when I found out it's insecure, I don't want to put my personal information in there so the hackers can just take everything that I've worked hard to get and cannot afford to lose. But the poor people that do benefit from Obamacare, well, if they want a doctor, I mean, these people are going to have to be traveling. I mean, some of these people are going to be traveling 100, 150 miles to go see a doctor. because their doctor, through Obamacare, is 150 miles away. Nobody around wants to sign up for this Obamacare, so the hospitals all around your area aren't part of it. And all these plans. I can't stand these stupid plans. Look, healthcare is healthcare is healthcare. You get sick, you get fixed. You break a bone, you get it fixed. We don't need any plans. You get hurt, you get fixed. That's your healthcare. Expensive, yes, I understand. But we got ways to do it. We just need to stop taking the money, the resources, and giving it to people who are supposedly in charge of things, instead of putting it into the care where people need it. All you have to do is spend your money wisely. You don't just blow $677 million to build one website and then wonder why it doesn't work. All right, I'm going to play the second one here real quick. No, you know what? We don't got time for that. I got to get into these cops here now, man. I know there's some more stuff I'm going to have to get into tomorrow. But you've probably seen this, and this may be, I've been trying to talk about this for the last few days, but I get sidetracked with a whole bunch of other stuff. But this woman was jogging across the street, and she's got her headphones on. And this cop, and I mean, he's just a big, fat, sloppy-looking cop. I mean, just a slob, an embarrassment. What is he doing in uniform? Both of them. You know, these are the people you need to put down the chinos, turn off the Kim Kardashian show once in a while, maybe take a walk, order salad, something. But if you're going to be a policeman, you're going to be chasing down the bad guys, the criminals, you can't be fat and sloppy and out of shape and look like you just woke up and uniform's all wrinkled. But because this woman's crossing the street, she's an adult woman. No cars are coming. She crosses the street, and the cop tried to get her attention. Well, she didn't hear him. So he's got to grab her because he didn't pay attention to me because I'm a cop. Can't you see this badge? Can't you see this gun? I'm a cop, and you will have respect for me. No, you want respect, cop. You're going to have to give it. Like, maybe if you were paying attention, you're not much of a detective, but I'm just saying, maybe if you would have been paying attention to the entire scene, except for worrying about this girl paying attention to you, you fat, out-of-shape slob, that is an embarrassment to the police force. Maybe if you were paying attention to the scene, you would have noticed that the girl had things in her ears. People do like to walk around, get on the bus, they like to jog, ride their bicycle, with things in their ears. They like to play music. Well, if you didn't see that, you weren't paying attention. So she's got to get arrested now because she didn't acknowledge the little tyrant with a badge. Well, he's not little. He's a big, fat, he's just a slob. And then he gets his buddy coming over there. He's another fat, out-of-shape slob. And they got to throw this girl in jail. Now they got another video coming out where the guy was videotaping. Cops arresting these guys and on the ground and hitting them. They got three guys on top of them, and one cop is beating his head in. And they can't videotape that. You can't videotape a cop beating up a citizen. Really? I bet you'd videotape a citizen beating up a cop so you can put it in court and get him convicted. I bet it's okay for you to do that. But the citizen can't videotape you beating the hell out of somebody with four other guys on top of him because he jaywalked or whatever crime you want to come up with that he did. I don't want to hear it. And now we got this high school kid in Montgomery, Alabama. Or this is Clarksville, Tennessee. Montgomery's the county. So Clarksville, Tennessee, a high school student. After officials just had to do a surprise car check on that day. Well, this kid now may not be able to even graduate now because of this. He borrowed his dad's car to go to school. And they just happened to have a random lockdown, and his car just had to be one to be chosen to be searched. Kid gives permission, go ahead and search a car. He didn't think he had anything to hide. Well, his father is a commercial fisherman. And apparently had left a fishing knife in the car, a fishing knife. Well, that sparked all kinds of, oh, my God, we got to get all these buffed-up roid rage, steroid junkie cops in here. We got to start arresting these kids. How dare that kid have a fishing knife in the back of his car? And the guy says, that's my dad's, you know, it's my dad's car. Well, it still was in your possession. You knew about it. You're going to go to jail for a friggin' fishing knife. I mean, what is it? What the hell has become of this country? I'm sorry. But a knife, a fishing knife, it's his father's car. So now this father's now is going to have to go and testify in court. They're going to have to do everything they can, spend probably all the money that they have on a goddamn lawyer that's just going to rip them off just to get this kid's, you know, off on something. God only knows if he's going to be able to get, you know, get that ever repaired, and of course he won't. And for what? You want to talk about bullies? Cops are the bullies. The government is the bully. Anybody who's got any kind of power whatsoever is a bully. Well, that's not the reason why you're in power. You're in there to make intelligent decisions. You're not in there to be a bully. You're not in there to be a tyrant. And if you can't handle the goddamn situation as a so-called educator, you shouldn't be educating. You shouldn't be in the school. It's his father's fishing knife. I mean, I just can't take any more of this stuff. And it just goes on. The story goes on and on and on. Now they've got a people online. They're trying to get signatures. As of last week, I think they had well over 600. They tried getting to the school, the Montgomery County school system. But, of course, they're not going to respond to anything. Of course they're not. That's a coward. What they did to those kids, that 10-year-old kid, they got to get these four cops all buffed up on steroids to come arrest a 10-year-old kid for making a bow and arrow out of his hand and a gun out of his fingers. Belching? I mean, this is ridiculous. Look, cops, if you don't got anybody else better to arrest than that, then you got you don't have a job. Maybe you should give it up and go find something else to do. Your job isn't there just to arrest people. You're not there to fill a quota. Unless somebody is a direct, imminent threat to society, you got no business even contacting them, even paying attention to them. You want to look at them because you got to be vigilant? That's one thing. But you certainly don't just start approaching people because you suspect. Well, I suspect you're this. I suspect you're a that. If I ain't going up into your mush, stay the hell out of ours. Maybe somebody might respect you then. I'm just saying. I don't have a problem with the police force. I just have a problem with the police force. We can come together on this. We can all have respect for each other. But if we want respect, we're going to have to give it. We can't just expect it because we wear badges and we wear guns and because we're this and because we're that. And I got a piece of paper that's got a PhD next to my name. I'm special. Oh, yeah? Well, I won an election, so I'm more special than all of you. Nobody's special. We're Americans. We're all the same. We got one vein. We come in every color, every shape, every size. Every flavor imaginable. There's only one group in this country, and that's the American group. We're going to need each other one day. But we're going to have to stick up for each other. Which means just because we wear a badge, just because we've got a piece of paper with our name on it, doesn't mean that we can screw the guy next to us in fear before he screws you. Well, that's the kind of attitude, that's the kind of culture, that's the kind of mindset we need to get the hell out of this country and fast. Mind your own damn business. Let other people mind theirs. All right, we are running dangerously close to running out of time. We got to turn this ship around and head back to port. I want to thank everybody for listening today, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.